Yesterday on AM, we heard from Australia's Chief Climate Commissioner, Professor Tim Flannery, who said some regional communities are leading the way when it comes to adopting renewable energy. One of those places is one of the country's iconic mining towns. From Broken Hill, Margaret Paul reports.
The home of mining giant BHP is looking to diversify.
There is a possibility that Broken Hill could be the first town that would live on renewable energy, that would be sustained by renewable energy. No other town has done that.
Broken Hill's acting mayor is Daria Turley. She's excited that Broken Hill is set to become home to two major renewable energy projects. The first, a photovoltaic solar farm, is set to produce 125,000 megawatt hours of electricity every year, enough to power 17,000 homes. The second is a wind farm to be developed at nearby Silverton that could power as many as 43,000 homes. Broken Hill is home to around 18,000 people.
Very old-fashioned thing. Opportunity for employment, opportunity for our community, opportunity for growth.
Both projects belong to energy company AGL and construction is set to begin in the next 2 to 3 years. Daria Turley says the city has long relied on the mining industry for jobs and now it needs to embrace renewable energy.
So it's a very simple old-fashioned thing. It works hand in hand with our traditional mining and it's about how Broken Hill becomes stronger. Most rural communities are dying. This is a town that has the potential to move forward.
The Spanish ambassador, Enrique Viguera, agrees.
The step forward of Broken Hill in this sense to being a mining, sort of a traditional depending community of fossil fuels, to becoming a 21st century totally renewable energy community. This is fantastic. This is great. In a short period of time, this is fantastic.
Enrique Viguera is also Spain's former energy ambassador, and he met with Broken Hill City Council about the town's plans for renewable power. Spain is often regarded as a world leader for renewables, particularly wind. But Enrique Viguera says Broken Hill has a lot to teach his country.
We have different places and areas around Spain, too much dependent on mining. And you know, it's very, very difficult to diversify its economy. I think that we can learn a lot of Broken Hill because they have done it fantastically well. And now, the two massive projects of renewable energy, even more. So we have a lot of things to learn.
Broken Hill residents will still have to pay for their power, but the company behind the project says they may get a small subsidy. On the streets of Broken Hill, many people acknowledge the town's dwindling, ageing population and say it needs the renewable energy projects to sustain its future.
Well, we need to look at newer technologies, I guess. I mean, and it's probably the way to go.
The new, I believe, will be welcome.
The only thing I'm a little bit nervous about is the visual impact of the wind farm.
The location of the turbines will be announced next year. Locals are hoping they won't get in the way of the rugged outback landscape.
Margaret Paul.